to Psalms 138, verse 2.
Good to see you come back tonight. Thank you. Well, we had a great morning. Billy did a great job in Sunday school, and David, Pastor Dave, great. And then this choir. Boy, I want to tell this choir and John, you guys are doing, what a blessing they are. This choir is a blessing, man, I'm going to tell you. Then that trio got up and sang today, and man, we just had a great day, and just tremendous. By the way, just so you won't be thinking while I'm preaching, the reason Mr. Obama could stay in the presidency, he would just call martial law, and then they wouldn't have a, then you couldn't vote. They would take over. I'm not worried about it. Jesus is coming. Carl, they can't do nothing to us. We're saved. So, you know, but we still live in the, despite Clinton and all the idiots up there in Washington, we still got the greatest country in the world. Amen? All righty. I'm not trying to be too disrespectful, but they sure have made a mess out of our country, I'll tell you that. Okay, let's have some fun. Let me get out. Once I get away from worship, I feel real good. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Psalms 138, verse 2. Glad you're here tonight. If you're a Democrat here, don't worry. When you face God, you'll see that I was right and you were wrong. And so, there's no doubt in my mind about that. Because they don't, the Word of God matches it, Rod. It's not Democratic, Republican. It's what they believe. Don't worry about the party. How does it line up with God's word? I'm going to preach on the Bible tonight. Amen. And so, amen. Look at Psalms 138, verse 2. Notice what it says. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name. Well, we're going to be praising when we ought to be praising him now. We're going to praise him when we get to heaven too. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified, this is what I'm going to work on. Thou hast magnified, he's enlarged, he's put it above everything. He's magnified thy word above all thy name. I want to talk to you this evening on the message, the magnified word of God. The magnified word of God. Father, I want to thank you for saving me. I want to thank you for giving me a Bible I can trust. A Bible that showed me the way to get saved and to grow in grace. Thank you for a church that stands for your word. And Lord, tonight I pray that they'll rejoice in the things of God. Lord, help our country. Oh God, please help all our officials, no matter what Republican or Democrat. I would to God our country would turn back to you, Father. Lord, America needs to repent and come back to God. And Lord, I know when the wicked rule, the people mourn. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And so, Father, I pray someday soon we could have righteous people in authority. Lord, bless us tonight now. Lord, you put this in my heart. Lord, may it come out with warmth and excitement like you put it in my heart. May these folks rejoice over that wonderful Bible they have in their hand. We praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Notice what God's holy word says to us in that verse. Look at that verse too, what it says, what God says about his word. Thou hast magnified thy word. Look at that. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God has magnified his word. How many of you have got a copy of King James Bible in your hand? You've got God's word then in your hand. He's magnified it above thy word. He's above all thy name. Now, the question is this. Why does God Almighty magnify his word above his name? I see, says he magnifies his word above his name. The question is, why does he do it? I'm going to give you five thoughts this evening. And there's a lot more, but I can only preach for 45 minutes, 35 minutes. So, five reasons why God magnifies his word above his name. Number one, God magnifies his word above his name because his word is truth. His word is truth. Truth sets and makes people free. John 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The reason we're blessed here, we've got truth here. You say, why do those other people, no, it's not that we're any better. See, we've got a truth bearer here. This Bible keeps us in line. This Bible shows us, Brother Mel, this Bible shows us what to think about on different subjects and how to live our life. We've got truth. The world is wandering in darkness today, needing truth for their lives. And the King James Bible is the truth that this old world so desperately needs. Brother Mike was talking about going out knocking on doors Saturday. The reason we have to knock on them, Mike, they need truth. People need truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Jesus is the truth bearer. The word of God is the truth bearer. Listen, God magnifies his word because his holy word magnifies, get this now, he magnifies his word because the word magnifies and speaks to all of us to look to Jesus. The central theme of the Bible is Christ. Let me read to you. John 8:51, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," Jesus said in John 8:51, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Well, where are the sayings of Jesus? Jesus said, "If you keep my sayings, you shall never see death." Where are his sayings? Hold your Bible up. Hold your Bible up. Come on, grab your Bibles. His sayings are in your King James Bible. The Word. How many are still with me? God has magnified above all, above his name, his word, because it magnifies Christ. Notice Acts 4:12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name in heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And the only way you hear it and see it is in the word. Can anyone say amen? So number one, God has magnified his word because it brings to all the world throughout all the ages for eternity the truth of Jesus Christ. Number two, I'd like you to turn to it. Proverbs chapter 30, God magnifies his word because it's pure. Look at Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. He magnifies his word because it's the truth. He magnifies his word because it's pure. Proverbs 30, verse 5. "Every word of God," how many get that? Every word. How many does every word mean? Yeah, amen. Not some. No, every word. Every word of God is what? That's right. Say again. Every word of God is what? That's right. That's why he magnifies it so high. "He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." I'm going to tell you right now, God magnifies his word because it's, not only is it truth, but he magnifies his word because it's pure. Every word of God is pure. Not just some of them. Not just most of them. Every word of God is pure. You can trust God's holy word 100% because every word is pure from God. God magnifies his word because it's perfect, because it's pure. By the way, look at verse 6 for those that want to make new Bibles. you want your own NIVKEYMOUSE? "Add thou not unto his word." Look at verse 6. "Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar." Why would you add to anything when it's perfect? It doesn't need anything. Amen? Magnify his words are made because his word is perfect. You don't need to change or revise something that's perfect. While you're still there, look at Psalms chapter 12. I know Pastor Dave knew I was going there. Psalms chapter 12, verse 5 and for 6 and 7. I know you've heard these verses before, but you know, sometimes it's just good to take time and thank God for what he's given us. Wouldn't hurt you husbands to tell your wife tonight you love her and tell her you thank God that the Lord gave it to her. She's your helpmeet in the Lord. Notice Psalms 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are what? Pure words. As silver tried in a furnace, purified seven times. God's number is seven. Number of seven is completion. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. How long's forever? Long time, isn't it? Listen to me. The King James Bible is a forever Bible. The King James Bible is an eternal Bible. The King James Bible is an everlasting Bible. You don't need another Bible to replace the King James Bible. No, there's no other Bible can take its place. It is the written word for the English language, for the English people. What you got in your hand, God gave us a... I know there's other versions, other languages. There's still the King James, but they're a different language. God gave us the English Bible. How many are still with me? It's perfect. He gave it for the English-speaking people. I'm telling you, listen, the King James Bible is God's holy word in this English language for the English-speaking people. Now, that doesn't mean anybody else can't have it. Everybody can have it. But, you know, God's reached out in all kinds of different languages. Hello? You can't say, well, you can't get saved because you're not English. Hello? And not everybody can speak English. I was amazed at that Ogaskis guy. You know, I always thought he was a big lunker. He could speak about five different languages. It's amazing how these people we think are dumbos, they're like five times smarter than all of us. Amen? But God's word is true. God's word is perfect. Number three, God's holy word is magnified because it gives us instruction and directions for our life. I look at Psalms 119. Psalms 119. You want to, you young people, you want to know how to walk and live your life? Just be in His Word. His Word will give you instruction. His Word will give you direction what to take. I wonder what I should do. Read the Bible. It'll give you the answer. Look at Psalms 119, verse 11. We're talking about it gives us instruction and direction. 119, verse 11. I'll get there in just 1 minute. Thy word, verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. You don't want to sin against God? Get his word in your heart. It'll help you walk with him. Amen? Stay there. Don't look at verse 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy what? Words. How many see that? We're talking about God's word tonight. He magnifies his word. Look at verse 89. Forever, verse 89, still in 119, got a lot of verses. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Hey, I'm not going to argue with the people over the word of God. It's already settled. There's no debating. There's no question. It's already settled. It's done. It's all. That's it. God said it, and that settles it. I know we all say, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. But that's not true. Because Brother Bobby, it doesn't matter if you and I believe it, when God says it, it's settled no matter what. And so look at that verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You got a forever Bible here. And look also in verse 103 through 105. How sweet. I'm in verse 103 through 105. I'm in chapter 119 of Psalms. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. What do you get? You get understanding through reading the word, this precepts. Therefore I hate every false way, because the word of God exposes it. Look at verse 105. thy word. We're talking about the word of God tonight. Magnify thy word. He magnifies it above his name. The reason he does it, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Can anyone say amen? Look at verse 116. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live and let not be ashamed of my hope. Man, that word will keep, give you hope. I'm telling you, it'll help you. Look at verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I'm going to tell you, people walk in darkness. And when you walk away from this Bible, you walk in darkness. Because this Bible is what gives you light. Look at verse 160. Thy word is true. How many got verse 160? Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgment endureth forever. Hey, Brother Coolidge, I think he's trying to tell me something. This Bible's true, and it's forever. Amen? I got us a forever Bible. Amen. And notice 165. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You can always tell when people get real offended, they're not in his word. Did you ever, people that walk with God, seriously, and by the way, we all get offended. Hello? Quiet in here tonight. Did I shake you up that much with Obama? He's got Obamacare. He doesn't care, though. Anyway, get me out of here, Lord. Great peace have they that love thy law and nothing. I never thought our country would have that. I never thought we'd go that far away from it. It scares me. I'm an older guy, you younger people. A preacher, I really never thought our country would get this far away from God. I never thought they would elect who the people they elected. And I'm just talking about I'm talking about a bunch of people. And it scares me what America thinks is right for America. Let me get that verse. I got to go on. Great peace have thy law, and nothing shall offend them. If Brother Mike, if I'm really got the word in my heart and I'm really in the spirit, I will ward off the fleshly attacks. Pastor Dave was preaching it this morning. He's talking about the flesh and the spirit. If I'm in the spirit, I can take your attacks. If I'm in the flesh, I'll fleshly strike back. Hello? For instance, if a guy runs me off the road, I'm probably going to say, "You dirty dog!" Flesh. Hello? How many are still with me? But great peace have they that love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Because you're not living on the words of man. You're living on the words of God. Can anyone say amen? And so, we're talking about God's holy word being instruction and direction for us. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy. I know I'm just kind of teaching like tonight, but I wanted you to hear about the word of God. 2 Timothy. That's why we should read it. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 through... And that from a child. How many see that? 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. Boy, I see the babies in here all the time. I am so thrilled to see babies in this church. We've got a baby just born a week ago. We got another baby going to be born about another month from now. Then a month from there, another baby. I was telling the couple, children are a blessing to a church. Did you know that? Children are a blessing. And I'm excited about how God has blessed this church with new children, with babies and young people. And this one says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Mike, your grandbaby is hearing the Holy Scriptures from a baby infant, because you bring her every Sunday, honey, and every week. I'm so proud. You're such a wonderful mama. Graceland's hearing the Word of God all the time, 7 days a week. Isn't that exciting? I mean, that's exciting to me. When I know kids are hearing the Word of God every day of their life. Don't be surprised if you get saved at 4 or 5 years old, because when you get a kid underneath the word, they get saved earlier. Hello? Look what it says. Oh, I just think it's true. And from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. They know them because you're teaching them. You're hearing it preached. She's still not comfortable having to preach. She says, that's a pretty fat fellow there. His face turns real red. I like the guy. I know he likes me. Maybe by next year I'll have her in my arms. But she still lets me give her a kiss and hold her. But she'll come. She'll come. Don't force her. And I'll bribe her. I'll buy her more toys and stuff. And she gets bigger when she really understands. I'll take her out and take her to Toyland and stuff like that. Anyways, whatever the Toys R Us. And from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Brother, this Scripture's holy. You got the right Bible. It's holy. It's holy. That book you got, if it's a King James Bible, that book you got in your hand right there, it's holy, holy, holy. It's Holy One of God. From a child, I wish I'd have grew up on the Scriptures. I never heard the Word of God until I was about 19, 20 years old. That's right, 19. Whenever I met Rosie, she took me to church, probably 18, 19, right in there. But Billy, what would it have been to grow up? I know it's hard sometimes being a PK kid or a church kid because you got to come to every service. But I'm going to tell you, you're so blessed being in church. You're not out there getting in trouble. You're not out there giving your life away. You're not out there drinking and giving drugs and giving of your body to someone that shouldn't deserve it. No, you're here hearing the Word of God, staying pure. That's what God wants. So proud of you staying pure. They're still in their mid-20s and stuff, and they got married and they were pure. That's commendable. And there's a lot of our kids getting married in the next few years, and they're still virgins. And they're still pure. And I'm proud to say we've got a lot of young people. And thank you, Bobby and Jamie, for stressing the purity with our kids. Because we've got a lot of kids in our church that are pure. And I'm going to tell you, you can't go to many churches today where you find as many pure kids as you do ours. Especially in the ratio of the number, 200 people, how many we got within that group. I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you this church is above average. And we ought to be for Christ. I'm trying to get this read. And from a child also know the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. See, the Scriptures will bring you to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? Because the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Look up here. I have a Strong's Concordance. I have some other books, Bible books, biographies. But you don't need, if you didn't have one book but this book, you're thoroughly furnished. This book is what furnishes you. I have other books, and I bought all kinds of books by Dr. Howes and learned stuff. But I'm going to tell you, listen, this book here is the book that, all, if you didn't have any book at all, this is a book that would complete you, the King James Bible, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You don't need anything but your King James Bible. Listen, God magnifies his holy word because there's no higher or greater word for instruction and direction than this perfect word of God for all mankind. Number four, and I've got five of them, so I'm doing good. God magnifies his holy word because it's so life-changing. He commands us to study his magnified word. Look at, you're in Timothy. Look at 2 Timothy 2:15. Because it's so life-changing. He magnifies his word because it's life-changing. And he tells us because it is, to study it. Notice 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know why people get tossed to and fro? They don't know their Bible. Come on, April, I'm going to take about 3 or 4 months and just teach one doctrine. That'll take me about that long. One doctrine the doctrine of condemnation in the book of Romans. Probably take me about 3 to 4 months to teach that, just that one book. And it's going to be, but you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't want to learn. They just want you to sugarcoat them and go to church and make me happy and walk out. They don't want to study. But the people that study, the people that seek God's word, search for God's word, those are the people that grow in grace. Those are the people that God works in their life. Amen? Come on, say amen. And God magnifies his word. Get this. I wrote down. Get this. Listen. I got a real thought I want to give to you, and I don't want you to miss it. We have been given the word of God freely. How many say we've been given that Bible freely? We have been given that the word of God freely, and this word that God has magnified above all things, if he's magnifying above all things, and he has, don't you think? Then if what he places on this Bible is so high, don't you think we should read it? Don't you think we should study it? Hello? Don't you think we should have a heartfelt desire to learn of it? I noted this. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ah, this is so great, man. I'll be done in a few minutes. I could have put another. I only wrote 2 pages. You know I could have wrote a lot of pages. Ephesians. Look at 2:1. The Bible brings you dead people to life. Look at Ephesians 2:1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That word quickened, he brought us to life. We were dead. He quickened us. What did I write down there? I wrote something there for to give to you. It quickens us, our dead spirit. He brings us to life. Listen. You hath he quickened. I'm glad we have this King James Bible. It's his word through the power of the Holy Spirit that quickened my dead spirit. Look what it says. This is how it's so magnified. He magnifies his word because his word can, without his word, Brother Dave, we couldn't be quickened. You can't get saved without the word of God. I love this. You hath he quickened who were dead. Every one of us are dead in sins, in trespass and sins. But that moment I trusted the Holy Spirit, I was reading the Word of God. By the way, I was reading the Word of God. And it pricked my heart. And I started to cry, and I got down and asked Christ to save me from an old green couch. I only paid $110, tables and all. I asked Pastor David, he just bought some new couches. I said, did you get it for $110? He said, no, a little bit more than that. And Tammy said, it wasn't green, it's leather. But I want you to see something. I noted this. The Bible brings dead people to life. The Word quickens our dead spirit. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by, and hearing by the, if you didn't have the Word of God, you couldn't even get saved. How important is this Bible? You look up here. I hope you're getting what I'm trying. The reason God magnifies this Bible so much is this King James Bible, his Word. He magnifies his Word because you can't get nowhere without his Word. Am I making sense to anybody tonight? Listen, the Bible brings you into the land of the living. I love that. The Bible brings you into the land of living, and it brings your spirit alive. See, the Word of God quickened me. I know my soul got saved, but before my soul got saved, my dead spirit was brought to life. Brother Marty, that's why when you and I hear about the Word of God, we hear preaching, we go, amen. We hear a good thing, we talk about it. It's that spirit inside us. You don't get that unless you get in the Word. No one has ever got saved outside of the Word of God. You must have, we're talking about the Bible tonight, you must have the Word of God to be saved. It's the Word of God that quickens you, makes your dead spirit alive. Then God saves your soul. Then lastly, number five, the word that is met. Now, wait. I read you Ephesians 2:1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses. Go to John, because my next one's going to be in John anyways. Look at John 5:24. And I'm almost done, so don't worry. John 5:24. Verily, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. The King James Bible, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Watch. Remember we read Ephesians 2:1? You were dead in trespasses and sins. He quickened you. But it's passed from death, what? Unto life. He quickened you. He brought people that were dying and dead, going to hell, and he quickened you and gave you life, and he gave you forever life through Christ. And then lastly, Jesus, the word is magnified by God and is very special because you can't separate. It's special when he magnifies because you can't separate the Word of God and Jesus Christ. You can't separate them. And I'll show you just, and then we'll be done. Notice, look at John 1:1. Look at the Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 1. You got it? John 1:1 says this, in the beginning was the Word. You see that? And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Are you writing with me in the Scriptures? The same was in the beginning with God. In the beginning was the what? And the Word was with. And the Word was. The same was in the beginning with God. Look at verse 3. This Word. All things were made by Him. This Word. And without Him was not anything made that was made. I don't know if I got exactly, but it's pretty close probably. How many see that? Verse 3. Then verse 12 says, and the Word became flesh. Verse 14 maybe, 12 or 14. I don't have it open there. The Word became flesh. That Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now watch. I know I have the, look. Listen, the King James Bible is the written Word. Jesus Christ is the living Word. But they're both the Word. How many are still with me? Look at 1 John 1:1. No, look at John 5:39. I love this scripture. I only got a couple more scriptures. Don't bail on me. This is really good stuff. John 5:39. Look what Jesus said. He said, search the scriptures. How many see that? For in them you think you have eternal life. He said, search those scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they, the scriptures, they are they which testify of me. He said, I want you to study the Word because the Word tells you about me. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they, the scriptures, they testify of me, Christ. You can't find Christ. Listen, this is where you find them. In the pages of the Word of God. That's why we say, read your Bible. I'm going to help like this mic for the mic. Even if you don't read through your Bible during the year, read your Bible every day. I hope some of you don't get mad at me for saying that. As a young man, I was in my early 20s. I said, Lord, I don't ever want a day where the sun goes up and the sun sets that my eyes don't see a portion of your Bible. We ought to have a heart in our life to say, God, don't let a day go by. Don't let a sunrise and a sunset go by where my eyes don't behold your wonderful Word. You ought to have that as your goal. I don't care if you read 5 chapters or 1 chapter. I don't care if you read 1 verse like Brother, because it'll turn you. The more you get in, the more you'll get. But I want to challenge you, just if I can do anything tonight in this Bible, I want to challenge you to not let one, I don't care if you just read one word, or if you just read the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. If that's all you read, and amen, I'm just glad you read it. But make a commitment. You know, I'm not going to let one day go by that I don't read a portion, that I don't hear a portion, that I don't see a portion of God's holy word. Amen? You'd be surprised what that would do for you. You can't separate Jesus. Notice, look at 1 John 1:1. I'm almost done. I got two scriptures yet. 1 John 1:1. He said those scriptures testify of him back there in John 5:39. 1 John, near the back of your Bible, chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our and our hands have handled. What did he handle? The word of life. That's talking about Christ. They literally touched and saw Jesus. Hello? How many are still with me? I'm in 1 John 1:1. I'm going to tell you right now, but because you can't separate the Word and the Word, how many are still with me? We have an opportunity to touch the Word of God every day. How many are still with me? You say, well, boy, I'm not saying this is Jesus, but I'm just telling you, the Bible and the Scripture and Jesus are one. How many are still with me? Notice, lastly, Revelation chapter 19. Look at 19, verse 11 through 13. I'm all done. I wanted to say this to you. Let's look up, everybody, and then I'll read that last verse. God says, we started in Psalms 138, verse 2. God magnify his word above all things, right? I mean, is that right or not? I just read you a scripture earlier, and it said that the word was Christ. Now watch. God says he magnifies his word above all things. Are you still with me? The word, boy, this is great. This word reveals who the word is. This word of God reveals to us who the word of God is. This Bible shows you to Christ. Am I making sense to anybody today? Boy, if you thought your class was, man, I'm really struggling tonight. Last verse, I'll get out of here. But that's not, I want to say something to you. When people are quiet, I've learned in ministry, and I've taught Brother Billy this. You're either laying an egg, or God's got their hearts, and they're listening. I hope this is the latter tonight. Last verse, that'll get you excited. And I saw heaven open. I'm in Revelation 19:11. One day we are going to see it open. By the way, we've already been with Christ for 7 years. We're coming back. Coolidge, at this scripture here, we're up in heaven, we got glorified bodies, and we're getting on our white horses to come back down. And I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon it was called faithful, true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Boy, can you imagine the piercing of Christ's eyes? He's going to pierce. On his head were many crowns. That makes sense. He's the King of Kings. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Watch verse 13. And he was clothed with the vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. His name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. One day I'm going to be right before the presence of the Word of God. But until that time comes, I've got the Word of God right here. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this holy Bible you've given to us. It's pure, holy. It's without error. It's truth. It has instruction. Lord, it's so tremendous. And it's the word from heaven. It's a forever word. It's an everlasting word. It's a word that's going to go throughout eternity. It's a word that always has been. People don't realize, it always has been. It's the Alpha and the Omega. It always has been. It's the word of God. Lord, we're thankful that you were so precious and give us this. Help us to handle it more carefully. Help us, Father, to see the importance of studying it, reading it, seeking it, holding it close to our lives, obeying it. I pray tonight, Father, that you would bless everyone here tonight. I pray we'll have a renewed heart to study this Bible this year. Pray we'd have a renewed heart to seek you and to seek your scriptures. Just like Jesus said, search the scriptures and for in them you find eternal life, and they are they, these scriptures, they are they which testify of me. Help us to search those scriptures, Father. Help us to go through this year without one day. Lord, help us to go from here on in. I pray that there'll be not one day that Bethel Baptist doesn't read the Word of God. Holy Spirit, come down and hug each person here tonight. I know some are going through some hard times. Some have got some heartbreak. Some have got some stress. Some are facing problems. Help them to, Lord, this week, get them in the Word. And help that Word deliver them. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. With page on, John. Maybe you like to dedicate reading the Bible tonight. You can do that if you want. Maybe there's something on your heart you want to pray about. You just come. You just come. Maybe some of you tried to read through last year and you didn't get through. You got to come tonight and say, I'm going to read through my Bible. Don't tell me. Tell the Lord. Say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Some of you read the halfway. Well, why don't you pick up at that halfway mark where you left off and finish it out. Whatever how God would lead you, you come. Brother John leads in song. Go ahead, John.